Where's the off switch? This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by TheraWorks Relief. The flight data from that doomed 737 MAX that crashed a month ago, 13 minutes after takeoff, has been released, and it started an intense online discussion among pilots. The consensus is that a new system designed to automatically stabilize the airplane was getting bad data and assumed the plane was climbing when it wasn't. 26 times, the computer automatically pitched the nose down. 26 times the pilots tried to pull it back up. It's like when you forget your cruise control is on until suddenly you feel yourself accelerating, but tapping the brake doesn't help because it's a new kind of car that requires you to flip the off switch. In the case of Flight 610, the speculation is the pilots just didn't know that pulling the stick wasn't enough, that this new system required that they flip the off switch. And so a system designed to make the aircraft easier to fly ended up crashing it into the Java Sea. The online discussion is split on who's to blame. But to me, it's another reminder of the fatal flaw in any computer entrusted with life and death decisions. No computer, no matter how smart, will ever understand death. Which is why, if there is one rule for the computer age, it's this. You must always know how to turn the damn thing off. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.